On Friday and Saturday of this week, the family of the Diocese of Alabama came together for our annual diocesan convention. This year, it was in Tuscaloosa. It was wonderful to see hundreds of Episcopalians together in one room, singing and laughing and praying, listening and learning and making decisions for our shared life together in this diocese. I wish you all could have been there. I know that thought makes not just a few of you want to quietly slip out the door or roll your eyes at the mere thought of spending a day and a half holed up in a convention center listening to report after report, talk after talk. That notwithstanding, I have to tell you that of the three dioceses that I have served in, the convention in the Diocese of Alabama is the most fun. And more than that, it's the most uplifting. We have just completed the third year of a three-year theme for our conventions. The first year's theme was Invite, the next Inspire, and this year's theme was Transform. Both of our bishops gave inspiring talks. I urge you to listen to them online, and if you don't have the capability at home to come to the church, and we will make those talks available for you. Bishop Moray invited us to transform our thinking. He is quite frustrated by all the talk of the church dying. And he animatedly told us that when someone tells him that the church is dying, he responds, "No, you dying." He pointed out the wonderful, life-giving, and engaging ministries throughout the diocese. And his sentiments were echoed throughout the various presentations. Are you aware that through the generosity of all of us in this diocese, through the Church Periodical Fund collection, all of our seminarians received a check for over $700 this past year to help with the cost of books and supplies? Did you know that Episcopal Relief and Development is celebrating its 75th year, giving grants both at home and abroad? Sawyerville Day Camp has expanded its program to include a literacy piece, the Yellowhammer Literacy Program, which will help bridge the divide in educational opportunities in Hale County. And for the record, the youth of our diocese are amazing. They had us all up dancing, really, and singing, and made us all happy to be a part of a diocese where the youth is actively involved in all aspects of ministry. We were shown the many places where the Diocese of Alabama is transforming the world. One of those places is Camp McDowell. The environmental education program at Camp McDowell has far-reaching effects throughout the country. That is a way to engage people with the Episcopal Church who might never think about walking through the doors of a church. The folk school and the farm education program do the same. We are stewards not only of our church buildings and the folks who come inside them, but of all of creation. Anytime we bring people into thoughtful and intentional relationships with each other, and in thoughtful and intentional care of creation, we're doing God's work. Oftentimes, going to a church convention, or any other convention for that matter, is an exercise in patience and forbearance, a test of the commitment and fortitude of those who are there for any number of reasons, most of them involving some sort of requirement. But I believe I am speaking for the overwhelming majority of the folks who gathered at the convention of the Diocese of Alabama by saying that we left more uplifted, more encouraged, and more affirmed, and even proud to be a part of the Diocese of Alabama than we were just 36 hours before. And if you think about that for a minute, it seems that in that time and in that space, we were transformed. So often, we think that a transformation requires a bold and dramatic change, that like the characters of the popular movies and toys, one must undergo a total substitution to no longer be the thing that you were and become something entirely different. 1 minute a car, the next minute a robot. If we expect transformation to be immediate and radical, there's no doubt that we will become fearful and react accordingly. But what if we imagine that transformation is a slow and thoughtful process that is not forced or imposed, but is something that we're invited to be a part of, something that we are brought into, not forced into, something that we work into and live into and want to be engaged in? After Bishop Sloan's talk, we had time to talk together at our tables about how we could be a part of transforming the world. This afternoon, our newly elected vestry members and those who have been on the vestry for 1 or 2 years will be together for a while, and we will look at those same questions, how we can be a part of transforming the world. Our bishop based his talk on my favorite collect from this third Sunday of Advent, one that you may be well versed in. It starts like this: "Stir up your power, O Lord, and in your great might, come among us." That collect fits well with the time of the year when our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark. Mark's gospel is active and immediate. Mark's gospel gives a sense of urgency. Words like "immediately" salt each page. The whole town came out and everyone was searching for Jesus. There are no maybes in Mark. Everyone and everything is wholly engaged. It may sound like Mark is a black and white kind of guy, but that does not give enough credit to the author of this gospel. The reality is that Mark wants us to know that this news is important. It's not only good news, but it is active and engaging news, and we need to be actively engaged, awed, and inspired. Mark leaves little room for a tepid response. He's relaying a message about Christ that he believes we need to know right now. It's been said that Mark realized that many of those who had been with Christ in his lifetime were dying off, and that he believed that he needed to tell the story quickly before it faded into memory. That may be correct, but it may not. We have the benefit of time and hindsight to realize that the transformation of the world begun in the embodiment of Jesus is not an immediate event. We are still being transformed. The world is still in a process of transformation. In the portion of Mark's gospel that we've heard today, Jesus is in the business of transformation. He is always in the business of transformation. When people encounter Jesus, they cannot stay the same. If you think you've encountered Jesus and are still the same as you were before, you have not really encountered Jesus. The folks in the passage from Mark that we hear about today were transformed in an immediate and real physical way. Peter's mother-in-law was healed in one moment. Jesus came to her where she was and lifted her up, and she was restored to health. Others were cured of diseases and freed from demons. Good stuff is happening. Lives are transformed. Those who were outcast and looked down upon are now brought into community. You do remember, don't you, that in this time, folks who were ill for whatever reason were thought to have brought their illness on themselves because of some sin they had committed? We're not talking germs here with these sick folks. We're talking sin. So the folks that Jesus cured were not only free from the illnesses, they were free from the stigma. Not only did they feel a whole lot better, they were again able to be part of a community. They were able to worship with and be fully a part and accepted in community. Imagine that kind of transformation. Jesus began the action of transforming the world, an action that was not like flipping a light switch, although many at the time thought it would be just like that. Jesus began that action, and those who have followed Jesus since have continued to be a part of that action of transforming the world. As our bishop reminded us, we cannot be transformed and stay the same. We cannot pray that God's Spirit will be stirred and expect that nothing will change. The church will change. Transformation, by its very nature, means something other than stagnancy. We are called to transform the world so that it more closely resembles the world God dreamed and God created. We're doing a good job of that in the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. And we're doing our part at Grace Church in Anniston. I urge you all again, listen to our bishop's address to convention. And I encourage us all to think about how we can model Christ's transformative work right here in our place in the world. Amen.